CMS board members have long discussed a new student assignment plan, but only in broad terms. Soon, things are going to get specific as they begin coming up with an actual plan. Michael Alves is the consultant who's going to help the board do that, charging $135,000 to do so. His company is based in Massachusetts. Alves has worked with many school districts over the years to help design student assignment plans that take into account diversity, including Wake County's. Alves is a controversial pick since he's known for something called controlled choice, basically creating diversity at schools by doing away with assignments based solely on students' addresses. Mr. Alves joins us now. Should parents who want their children to be guaranteed a spot in a school that's close to their home be worried about your choice?
No. The controlled choice, we're not anti-neighborhood schools at all. So what we pioneered with our controlled choice, certainly in terms of being able to have true neighborhood schools, is to be thinking about the proximity. How far does a child live from a school? And we've built those proximity priorities into all of the controlled choice plans over the years, and they've been very effective. So they certainly accommodate parents who wish to have their child attend the school nearest their home or the school that's within, you know, a reasonable travel distance.
You are known for controlled choice, which does away with home schools, which a lot of parents do like here. But more importantly, CMS says that's not going to go away. So how do you see your role coming into CMS?
Well, then? That's a misconception. Again, we do away with home school. Not at all. When we began this in the early 1980s, one of the major factors contributing to segregation and then, of course, unconstitutional segregation was the manipulation of attendance boundaries. And so is there another way that you can achieve the purpose, which is enable children to attend a school near their home, which would be considered their home school, without having to have the attendance boundaries? But then over the years, I've designed controlled choice plans where they've retained those boundaries. So that's a big misconception. But we're not even coming down. The board didn't ask us to come down for controlled choice. That's not what we were retained to do. But there are certain features of controlled choice that certainly might make sense in Charlotte-Mecklenburg. But there are other options, certainly magnet schools. There's strong support to expand magnet schools. They've been talking about perhaps doing some realignment of boundaries in certain situations. Those approaches are all in the mix. The question would be, what would make the most sense? What would help the board achieve its goals?
Well, at the core of what CMS wants is creating socioeconomic diversity at schools. So how do you see going about doing that when most children in CMS are poor, neighborhoods themselves are often not diverse, and as we've heard before, busing this time around is off the table?
Well, again, terms like busing, those become code words. You've got to be very careful.
What we're talking about, though, is busing long distances.
Well, but you have to be very careful is in terms of the underlying issues of race in school districts like Charlotte throughout this country. The issue here in Charlotte is no different from other school districts around the country where they're struggling with the economic segregation of children and families, high concentration of those at-risk children in certain schools, and trying to alleviate that problem. And we've been able to work with school districts. This is where magnet comes into it. One of the things that we do is certainly identifying success where school districts have been able to turn around struggling schools and do it in such a way that make those schools attractive not only to the families who live near the school but also other families who may be more affluent to come into those schools, and we have seen that happen.
How would you define socioeconomic diversity in a district like CMS where most kids are poor?
Well, to me, based on the best practices that we've been able to identify, I think you have to get inside of poverty. I think that you need to be looking at the children who are perhaps, what they have in common is that unfortunately they're being raised in a household that is economically poor. but also it's critically important in terms of looking at the family situation. Is it a single parent household, or are there other adults? The education level of the parents early on. I mean, those are factors that some plans we actually are able to get that information self-reported. If not, you certainly have census data. And so I think that there isn't one single variable. You have to look at a number of variables that impact the socioeconomic status of American families. It's not just one single variable like income.
Michael Alves, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.